to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate instead. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your one. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas.
Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Skeeter discussed the benefits of healthy foods with Maria and encouraged her to eat more greens and vegetables. She asked Maria who is the father of her unborn child, but Maria didn't tell her. Kavita told Denzel that she believes Kemal is using needles and asked him to talk to her brother. He did, advising him to get help. As we return, Myrtle is visiting Catalina at the salon.
Auntie Myrtle, welcome. It's really a pleasant surprise seeing you here at the salon today.
Well, I thought, why not surprise my niece?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy.
Look, I brought you some lunch, Catalina. Snap a curry with dal and rice and some karila at the side.
Lovely. Thank you, Auntie.
Welcome, my dear. I like what you have done with the place.
Thanks. The clients say it's comfortable.
Nice. Catalina, you've come such a long way.
Auntie Martha, you know the journey wasn't easy.
It wasn't.
I can say that, you know, I'm really happy with, you know, with my life right now.
And I guess Mr. Maurice has a lot to do with that.
You know, it's just that everything coming together so nicely for me. My business is doing well. Our relationship is back on track. Me and the children are good. And yeah, me and Maurice, we're good too.
Well, that's so nice.
Auntie Myrtle, I am so happy. You know that you've accepted that it's my life and my bed to lie on.
It certainly is, Catalina. I accept that you are in love with Maurice, and I suppose he loves you too.
He does. And it's genuine.
Finding love is one of the greatest gifts of life.
It is, Auntie Myrtle.
And love can also make us blind.
I know that.
I really don't want to be repeating myself.
Here we go.
But you know this man's
history.
He
changed, Auntie Myrtle. I see him putting in the work every day.
Okay. I am not saying abusive men can't change. But you must be cautious, Catalina.
You know, I think a lot of abusive men don't change because they feel people believe that they can't change.
They must decide to change first. It is on them and no one else.
Yes, but when you feel the whole world against you, you're more likely to be angry and lash out.
Abusive men need to address their pain. Some don't seek help much to the detriment of themselves and society.
It's not only a men problem, Auntie Myrtle. Women are abusive too, you know.
Yes, but women might be more verbally and emotionally abusive, while men tend to be more physically abusive, Catalina.
A combination of all. That's why when we see people trying to change and putting in the work, Auntie Myrtle, we need to support them.
Like Maurice?
Auntie Myrtle, I love him.
Okay, Catalina. I will just ask one thing of you.
What's that?
Promise, if Maurice ever gets out of line, at the first sight, you will walk.
I've already made up my mind about that.
Some women give men too many chances, Catalina. If they leave at the first sign of abuse, maybe we will see a change in domestic abuse.
Oh my gosh, this place is so beautiful. Why didn't we think of going on a couple's retreat before?
You're right, Divine. This resort is everything.
Well, y'all know the water calling me. First thing I doing is jumping in the creek.
I right behind you, Ryan.
All I want to do is explore. This place is so big.
I hope the service good and the food too.
What do you think you need? You want to say nothing?
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Looks like it. Well worth the money.
All right, let me put away these suitcases in the rooms. Ryan, I can meet you back here, let's say, like in 15?
Half hour. I want to unpack since we're here for 4 days.
All right, I go with Dom.
Unique, we can explore the resort while they swim, girl. I ain't about to mess up my hair as soon as we reach.
Me neither.
This gonna be an epic weekend.
Yo, Ryan, this water real nice, buddy.
Yes.
Look, I race it with the rope, them on.
You take first jump, Kevin.
Swim, bro.
I can't believe I'm losing my breath so fast, man.
You see your belly? Here's what's going on.
If I feed him a good.
Join the gym now.
I join, yes, but ask me first, go.
You got to put your mind to it and just do it, buddy. I go at least 3 times a week.
But you got nothing for lose, buddy. You always skinny.
So skinny people mustn't exercise? That's a misconception.
Right.
It's all about keeping fit. Exercise is a part of maintaining good health.
Seen.
So get with it, buddy.
Kevin, I'm really happy we come on this getaway. I didn't need it, buddy. And Monica and Lauren so happy to keep Emmanuel. You know how grandparents are with the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Plus Shelley and Ignatius want to keep you for a day too. I tell them walked out among themselves.
It must be nice having a child, huh?
It is. You know Divine had another miscarriage.
What? Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But she seems to be doing well.
I wish my wife could get pregnant.
Unique, I can't believe you playing with your health like that.
I'm fine, Divine.
So you're back on treatment now?
For the most.
What do you mean? Last time I checked, you needed to take a pill a day.
Yeah.
Look, I understand you're going through a struggle and a fight for your life, my friend, but you can't give up.
I'm not giving up. I'm just going through a rough patch.
I understand, but I want us to be able to come again to a resort like this when we're here fully gray. But that means that we have to take care of ourselves, and part of you taking care of yourself is staying on treatment.
I know, Divine.
You remember back in the day when there was hardly any treatment for HIV positive people? In the 80s and 90s, many people died of AIDS because they didn't have treatment.
Yeah.
But now there is treatment. One pill a day so you don't develop opportunistic infections. Reduce your risk of tuberculosis.
Usher had that the other day.
But he got treatment and is still alive, unfortunately.
HIV positive prisoners get their treatment in prison.
I read the other day too that the number of prisoners infected with TB has reduced since 2012.
That's because they monitor and do regular screening and have preventative therapy.
Sounds good.
It's so hard for me to think it's fair that someone like Usher gets treatment and is able to survive and come out of prison.
Well, he served the time the judge gave him.
He should have been in there for life.
I agree. I hope he didn't infect any prisoners with HIV.
He raped and infected me when I was a child. You think he wouldn't do it to a prisoner?
Girl, I don't like to think about certain things. Hopefully, if any sex going on in prison, condoms are being used.
Oh, God. I noticed things kind of cold between you and Unique. What's up?
Buddy, it's tough. I think she stopped taking her medication.
What?
She said she started back taking it, but I don't know, man.
But why she stop in the first place? When you're HIV positive, you don't have to make sure you take your medications every day as to not get sick?
Yeah.
So what Unique really doing, man?
I don't know. And the danger about stopping medication too, sometimes when you decide to start back, you might have developed drug resistance and then it becomes difficult to treat you.
Oh. Is one pill a day for HIV positive people, right?
Yeah, just one pill a day.
That's good though. Because back in the day, I remember, it was a lot of pills people had to take every day.
Yeah, so much work has been put into making things easy for HIV positive people to be on treatment and stay on treatment.
I sure you need notice.
She's depressed and she doesn't seem to want to talk to the social worker, the psychologist, nobody.
Wow.
The Ministry of Health got a mental health unit for counseling. Georgian Hospital got a psychology department, plus the care and treatment centers that offer treatment for HIV got social workers who do counseling. But like nothing Unique and interested in.
Sad bye. Hopefully she will wake up soon, man. But you just got to keep supporting her.
I'm trying my best, but it's affecting everything in our life.
I can imagine.
She doesn't even want to have sex. And you're supposed to be trying for a baby, bro.
Yeah, I don't use condoms. How are you gonna have a baby? Artificial insemination?
Nah, bro. We can do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah? But how? That won't put you at risk?
I'm on PrEP. Pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Right.
PrEP reduces my risk of contracting HIV through sex by about 99%.
Wow. I didn't realize it was such a high percentage.
Yeah. And once the HIV positive person is on treatment, their viral load can become undetectable, which means there's a very low chance of them passing on the virus. Unique's viral load has been undetectable for a good long time.
I see. But if she's not taking her medication, won't that change?
Most likely it will.
Oh no.
I really want my wife to get back to herself. Or she'll come out of prison and the downward spiral for Unique began. The man is a real crass buddy.
I see the other day. Looking okay.
Yeah, he's been taking his treatment in prison.
One like he, I think, should have lost away in prison. The fact that child abusers and rapists are able to come out of prison disturbs me.
Well, he's served time, you know.
Anyway, you and Unique gonna get through this, man. We at a beautiful resort, and this is the perfect time for y'all to rekindle that relationship.
If Unique participates,
don't give up. You love each other. And you can get through anything. Race it to the other side.
Who take first jump now?
Anyway, girl, I just want you to get back on treatment and enjoy the time we were at this resort.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time for you and Kevin to work on that baby too.
And what about you and Ryan?
Girl, after losing two babies, I don't know that we should try again.
Yeah, man, you need to give Emmanuel a sister.
And you need to give Kevin anything. Boy or girl, I'm sure he won't mind.
Yeah, he really wants that baby.
Well?
Divine, you know, some days I watch Kevin and I think to myself, maybe I don't deserve him.
What?
Yeah, maybe he deserves a woman who doesn't come with all this baggage, who is ready to give him as many children as he wants, who will grow old with him.
Unique, is what you're really saying?
I don't know. Just me and my thoughts.
I hope you're not thinking about divorcing Kevin because that will kill him.
He will get over it.
Come on, man. You know that man loves you. Don't even think about doing that to him. You're going through a rough patch. We all do. But when you get through this, you will be better for it. Trust me, Unique. I know.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.